afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. On Tuesday the 16th, there was a partial lunar eclipse, which many members of the public enjoyed at the observatory, where there was a talk followed by several hours of observing. And here's a clip to give you a flavour of just what it was like.
So here we are at the observatory, and the lunar eclipse is actually underway, and it's quite a spectacular one and quite a spooky one because the clouds keep coming over, making it, sort of partial clouds, making it look even more dramatic and extraordinary. And there's a lot of people here with telescopes, and there's the big McLean Dome behind, which might move any minute because there's a telescope in there looking at Saturn and Jupiter. And occasionally the moon. And it looks like an animal's come and taken a huge bite out of it or something. So now there's a few people here. Evelyn, what do you think? Have you seen Saturn before?
No, never. Oh, really? And I just saw it and, oh, it's beautiful. It's incredible.
And did you see the rings? Did you see the rings around Saturn?
You see them very clearly, actually. So I'd never could believe to see it that way, yes.
Gorgeous. And Sue, over here we have Sue. What do you think of your first astronomical experience?
I'm completely blown away. I can't believe how much we're seeing with all these telescopes set up and just with the naked eye. And I wanted to last all night.
And did you see the binoculars over there?
No.
There's some binoculars. Oh. They're fixed binoculars on a tripod. And now they need a yoga teacher. Because you have to contort yourself into a very difficult position to look through the eyepieces of the binoculars. And, and I know that you do yoga, so maybe you can help us with this one.
I knew there was a deeper reason for this night.
Okay. So that's just a few people. Oh, gosh, no, the clouds just gone right over. The thick clouds have just gone right over the moon, and we're coming up to maximum. So I'm hoping that the clouds will disperse a little bit so we can have a little bit more of this lunar action. It's fabulous, particularly in this week when we're all celebrating the first moon landing. Superb.
So, the moon and our visitations upon it. If you're wondering what to do on a blustery Cape winter Saturday, you could take part in one of the many events happening tomorrow at the Cape Town Science Centre. At 11 o'clock there is a moon crater workshop for ages 6 plus, which covers just about all of us listeners, where you can discover how lunar craters form using household equipment. Then at 12 o'clock there will be a demonstration in the science corner to learn more about space rockets and dry ice, followed by a special science show as we explore science on Earth and beyond. At 2 o'clock there is a family space race where you can explore the Cape Town Science Centre exhibition floor in an exciting scavenger hunt using riddles to guide you to the prize. All workshops will be on a first-come, first-served basis. For me, the most extraordinary feature of space travel is seeing the equipment they used in the early days and wondering how anybody could survive in those tin cans with clunky switches and wires and no computing to speak of and very little legroom. When we watch sci-fi films, what always grabs me is that these spaceships of the future are cavernous with wide corridors and high ceilings. Knowing how much fuel is required to get material into space, this seems quite a waste. You can visit a real Soyuz capsule at the Cape Town Science Centre and see for yourself the uncomfortable reality of spaceflight and never complain about feeling like a sardine in a modern aeroplane again. But to broaden out the topic a bit further, I remain astonished at how tenacious and adaptable life is. No doubt in millennia to come we will look back on today's technology and wonder how we made it, plagued as we are with software bugs, cars we have to drive ourselves, toothache, flu, cancer and bad hair. That's what I always think when I look back at video clips from the 1980s, especially those terrible hairstyles. The men and women who will go to the moon in 2024 will not have to face the same degree of danger that they did in the 1980s, and neither will there be a shortage of compute power. There are even communication satellites in place to relay messages to and from Earth from the far side of the moon, a recent innovation and one in which South African engineers played a part. So stand by for more space missions to the moon in the next few years and listen to the last couple of podcasts from Looking Up for more details about these. You can go to the podcast page of Fine Music Radio to listen to previous shows. And for details about open nights at the observatory, to www.saao.ac.za. And for details of the Cape Town Science Centre programmes, to www.ctssc.org.za. And you can access all these details again on the Looking Up podcast site from Fine Music Radio's webpage. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.